When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Hey gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are gonna move. We are gonna answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Mark Reardon. Mark is out at the golf course, of course, like thousands of other people. And over the weekend, they're expecting, 40,000 people a day to go out to the BMW Championship. It's going to be lots of fun over the weekend. Beautiful weather. I had a chance to chat with a terrific guy. He's a culture warrior. His name is Brandon Showalter. I did that on a podcast I do called the Heidi Harris Show podcast. And we did this the other day. I had seen an article he'd written. I've followed him for years. He writes for the Christian Post. And he wrote an article about what he's learned in the 10 years that he's been writing on the transgender issue, because it is a huge issue. And we see more coming out about it every single day. But there's a lot that people don't know about it. So I wanted to have him join me on Mark's show so you all could hear him if you hadn't heard of him any other place or read about him. You certainly need to follow him. He's terrific. Brandon, thanks for being here. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Heidi.
He's been so courageous all these years to write about the trans issue. And talk about, for those who've not read the article, talk about some of the things that you realized covering this in 10 years that the average person was not aware of about, let's call it the transgender industry, right? That's a good term for it, don't you think?
I do think that's a great term for it. And industry is entirely appropriate, because the way in which this has been framed to the public is that quote-unquote transgender people are this tiny group of struggling, you know, marginalized, you know, people who just want to live their lives like anybody else. And so it's framed in civil rights terms, when really what's at stake is reality itself. That's not overstating it. And there's an entire ideological apparatus operating underneath. And as you say, an industry that's seeking to profit both with money and with political power by, we've seen some of these things, what they call gender transitions, biggest misnomer in the world, where we are now cutting off the breasts of girls as young as 12 in this country, doing genital disfigurements of boys as young as 15 in this country, and I have receipts proving that. That's probably the worst of it, but we're seeing that this ideology, transgenderism, like you say, been reporting on it for over 10 years now, has infected every single area of society. You mentioned the article I wrote. I wrote another one today where I'll say I quoted someone who says that the reason people can't stop talking about this issue is that, again, in addition to the false framing, transgenderism is the clearest lens through which we see the disintegration of every single Western institution. If you want to know why our society is corroding and eroding like it is, it's because we have introduced an enormously consequential lie that basically that says human sex can change. It cannot. It's not a small issue. It's destroying everything it touches. And I think Americans are finally waking up to the reality that this is so much bigger than what they ever thought.
Absolutely true. When you're talking about something as immutable as sex, how you're born, right, the parts you're born with, and that can change, that you're right. I mean, it affects every aspect of society because everything else is easily changed, I guess. That's what they want you to believe.
Yes. I mean, just think about it. A lie that is that big, there's no way for that to just stay narrowly confined or dormant to just a few people who may have some psychiatric distress. Right. When you like, you know, Alexander Solzhenitsyn, you know, the author of the Gulag Archipelago, his famous phrase, live not by lies. Well, what could be a bigger lie than the fact that your sex is encoded in your genes, in this nucleus of nearly every single cell in your body? And if we're just going to just change that at will because of a few feelings of some troubled people, It stuns me, Heidi, that people can't see the ripple effects after all of these years. But the activists have been very stealthily changing things in the shadows before the public was even able to perceive what was going on. And of course, hooking it to the wagon of civil rights makes Americans psychologically predisposed to sort of go along with it. Because if you can equate this issue with, you know, say, not turning the water hoses on the black people in the South, or, you know, separate water fountains, or, you know, sicking the dogs on them, if that's just an extension of what that is, Americans are predisposed to buy into it. I think that's an offensive comparison, because the struggle of black people in the South was very real. And it's great that, you know, equality was achieved for them. But people have hooked that to the wagon of this kind of thing, where this is just the next frontier of civil rights. Nothing can be further from the truth. I believe transgenderism is many things, but one of the worst things that it is an enormous medical scandal. But again, it's been perversely rebranded as something that we have to support because it's quote-unquote healthcare or gender-affirming care for a struggling group of people. No, it's a consequential lie that is disfiguring healthy human bodies, it's tearing apart families, it's creating enormous injustices within our institutions. And it's been pretty doggone hard for the last decade to just try to get the public to understand what this actually is. So now we are finally seeing something of a reckoning with the current posture of the federal government. But people need to know that this remains deeply embedded and entrenched in our elite institutions still. And I think many of them are just trying to stay dormant for the next couple of years before they can rage back. That's
exactly right. We're speaking with Brandon Showalter from the Christian Post. I'm Heidi Harrison from Mark Reardon. It's so important what you said, because, you know, the things that are going on with people. Well, let's just we have two different groups of people. You've got the people who are in on it, and then you've got the parents, many of whom are not in on this, but they are told, well, if you don't let your daughter transition, we know she doesn't transition, but take the drugs, it'll turn her in growing facial hair, cause her to grow, then your daughter's going to kill herself if you don't let her do this. That's what parents are taught. And so they love their kids. They don't want bad things to happen. Even the parents who are not on board the trans thing. And as you and I have discussed in the past, and you and I discussed on my podcast, this is not a political issue. This is not a Republican or Democrat issue. I've talked to many liberal parents, you have too, who are absolutely against this. And a lot of gay people are not on board with this either. So let's not drag them into this, right?
It is so across the spectrum. And as a traditional Christian in every sense of the phrase, I have spoken with everybody, and I don't care what your politics are, sexuality. It's like, if you think it's wrong to cut the body parts off of a child or give a child or young person cross-sex hormones and blockers to alter their body irreversibly in pursuit of something that is physically impossible, I do not care. I mean, for goodness sakes, a medical scandal affects everyone. I have fielded phone calls from very liberal parents, homosexuals, hetero, I mean, everybody. Like, people are starting to realize what's going on, and they will reach out to anybody who's being remotely truthful about it. And so if your listeners are concerned about this, I would say the best thing to do is put all of your politics aside and focus on that one thing, because you'll find that, especially if it's a family that's affected, the suffering that they are under is absolutely staggering. It's unimaginable the kind of hell that has been unleashed in their families. And if you can't see past your politics to see the humanity of people, I think you need to examine your soul, because I would not wish the kinds of horror that these families endure when they realize that their child's going to wind up sterile or disfigured. I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy, Heidi. It's absolutely horrific what people are going through. And as much as there are certain people that are culpable for it, and I think are to be blamed, I as a Christian want to posture myself and just be a servant and just try to help. So I would say, please put your politics aside. If you know somebody that's being affected by this, see their humanity first, and don't look at it through a political lens, because honestly, if your kid's going to wind up sterile, I don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat. This is harmful. This is a deep, deep moral wrong. It's a stain on our nation's history, and it must end. And I'm grateful to see some of the federal actions, but again, people have to understand this remains deeply entrenched in our institutions. And even as some gender clinics are being closed now because the Justice Department is forcing them to and funds are being withheld, these activists who are doing this horrible, harmful medicalization to people are creatively trying to rebrand and stealthily do it, and they're just hoping that they can wait this out. So do not think that even with the things that are happening now that this is going away unless it is thoroughly defeated. And right, you're going to have to do that by caring about people, no matter what their politics are.
That's right. There's a huge amount of money in it, and obviously tons of money in it, whether the surgery and what people need to understand. And I know you and I get this. Some people don't get it, not because they're stupid, because they've never really looked into it. What they need to understand is when you, let's say you have a 12-year-old boy and suddenly he starts questioning, he wants to be a girl. He's not going to be a girl ever. And what they're going to do is make him a lifetime medical patient. That's what they're going to do. And people don't understand that. You can't change the body parts. And we've all seen the pictures of what goes on with your body parts when they basically do. I mean, they put Mengele to shame. I'm not the first to say that, by the way, and use that example of what Mengele did, these experiments that he did. It's just that kind of thing they're doing. They're never going to be okay. They take these kids, many of whom have previous trauma, abuse, neglect, other things going on in their lives. They ignore all of that. No, your real problem is you think you're another sex. Send them down the hall for that, and they become a lifetime medical patient. That's something everyone also needs to understand that I don't think they do.
They don't, because once you start on this pathway, you have to keep the illusion going, because you can never override your chromosomes. Your chromosomes set in motion all of the physiological changes, your pubertal signaling, all of, there's just thousands of differences between the sexes, and it's literally encoded in our genes. And so that's immutable. It will never, ever change. And so this illusion that they're selling, that you can somehow change it by exogenously pumping your body full of hormones or cutting off certain body parts and lopping them off and then tacking on artificial ones, your genes will never change. You'll do a DNA test that will always say XX or XY. And sometimes people throw in the intersex thing with these rare genetic, you know, disorders, and the trans activists sort of use that to try and create complexity where there is none. No, even those conditions are sex specific. There are males with those conditions and females with those conditions. Your sex will never change. Biology has to be primary, because it is. And so the great lie, and activists have successfully bifurcated in the public mind this notion of sex and gender. They use them interchangeably. You know, sex, but what's only two genders? There are only two sexes. I would say to people, just in order to clear up all of the confusion that exists around this, never, ever, ever say gender when what you really mean is biological sex. Because then the activists have then confused that, and they'll say things like, well, I'm not changing my sex, I'm changing my gender. Well, yes, you are trying to change your sex, because if you're not, why are you cutting off reproductive organs? Why are you trying to, you know, your drugs that you're taking are going to impact your reproductive capacity. Yes, you are trying to change your sex, but you're just calling it gender. So people have to realize the deep layers of confusion that have been swirling around in our public discourse, and understand that it is physically impossible to change sex. And if anybody is trying to tell you otherwise, they are a liar.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX, because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
No, they're a liar, and that's a big problem. And, you know, we lie to these people, and we tell them this can happen, and we know it can happen, and the suicide rate is higher with these people. And another thing that's important is you want my acceptance, right? You're mad if you somebody gets mad if you misgender them somewhere. I can't accept you if you don't accept yourself. You're the one chopping off body parts and taking drugs. And by the way, nobody here hates transgender people. I'm trying to protect them from being turned into medical eunuchs. I feel for them. But you want me to accept you, but you can't accept yourself. And that's why you continue to have surgery after surgery and more pills to try to become something you're not. And you still wind up unhappy.
And it doesn't even work. And not to be facetious about this, Heidi, but there actually isn't any such thing in a true literal sense as a transgender person. They may identify as such, but it's actually not a physical reality because no one can ever be. You're only ever always a male or a female.
Right.
That's it. That's right. It. And so the whole even the locution transgender is actually a false ontology. It's a false anthropology. It is a physical impossibility. And yeah, we should want to protect them from a predatory medical industry. But yes, it is. And here's the thing. I even know of parents that tried to sort of go along and they didn't misgender whatever. It's never enough. It doesn't work. Because they're pursuing an empty promise. And so even parents who do go along, they soon find that nothing is ever enough.
Exactly.
It's exactly
that's exactly what happens. They, you know, well, I'll accept this, I'll accept that, because the problem is psychological with this kid, and nothing is going to make them happy. No, if I get this surgery, I'll be happy. If I get that surgery, I'll be happy. No, you won't, because your problem is psychological. It has nothing at all to do with the way you were born.
Yep. You don't cut the body to heal the mind.
Thank you. And by the way, if they find your skeleton in the woods and some pathologist looks at it, they're going to go, oh, the pelvis, that was a boy. That was a girl. Yep. Pretty simple here, kids.
Exactly right.
I mean, it's terrible. And like I said, nobody here hates transgender people. We're not talking about that. We're trying to protect these children. And adults do it too, and we can't do much if they're over 18. Trying to protect these children from being institutionalized and institutionally destroyed is really what's happening here. And when you and I did this podcast, and people can look up my podcast, Heidi Harris Show, it's on the Odyssey app or anywhere you get podcasts. I put some links to actual pictures of what has happened with them trying to recreate what they cut off of, or when it's a girl and they try to recreate something for a boy. I'm going to be clean about this here. Put it up there because people need to know what they're dealing with. And all this is doing is making some people a lot of money and making a lot of other people very miserable. And it's got to stop.
It is, Heidi. I genuinely believe that it is one of the worst social and medical scandals of all time. And I think it's particularly pernicious because, unlike previous medical scandals, say like, you know, thalidomide or the opioids or, you know, medical scandals of yesteryear, lobotomies or whatever, None of those were attached to sort of a psychological conditioning effort to make medicalization a part of who you are. Yeah. These young people who are being lured down this path, and even I'll even use the word groomed, they come to believe that in order to be who they are, to have an identity, they have to become experiments of the medical establishment. Right. I don't know of any previous medical scandal where, you know, being drugged and irreversibly carved up, sorry to be crass here, but like, I don't know of any previous medical scandal where there was this process of brainwashing to make you think that you have to be who you are and to do these things to your body. It's like a form of self-actualization almost. There weren't lobotomy identities or thalidomide identities. It's like, mm-hmm. it wasn't attached to your psychological well-being like this stuff is. I think that's what's so ugly and predatory about it, particularly because a lot of these young people, as you say, are already struggling with other psychiatric issues. They're already dealing with abuse or trauma or depression or other mental health struggles. So children and young people that are already having a hard time in life are then told that in order to be who they are, they have to drug their bodies further with chemicals and hormones that their systems aren't designed to handle. And they have to, you know, cut off body parts, which is then going to affect there are other systems, because if you're a young person, you're a young man, and you cut off your testicles, that's going to compromise your endocrine system. Mm-hmm. Your body isn't just a robot where you can just chop certain parts off, and it's not going to function because we are integrated, entire organisms that are meant to function with all of our systems intact.
That's
so
right.
You can't just do this and treat like you're not just a Mr. Potato Head. That's not how it works.
Exactly right. I think I saw a story about Mr. Potato Head now being able to interchange parts, and we won't veer off on that. I was thinking too about the idea that there are a lot of kids who have other problems at home, problems feeling alienated for whatever reason, and they find a quote unquote online community. And then that community convinces them they need to join their community. But the minute they have questions, or decide, well, I'm not so sure. When that community completely rejects them, and that's another hurt to these kids who already are feeling alienated from the group, any group.
The cult-like dynamics are unmistakably just that. And I don't think it's, I mean, I secular, sometimes people think of cults as just this kind of religious thing. Well, there are religious cults and there are secular cults. Yeah. And when you have a belief system that does not allow you to question, there's ostracism when you dare to dissent and you're just sort of punished and excluded and shunned from the group. It's very cult-like. It absolutely is that way. And yes, if you, I mean, it's so strong that I know of, especially online where a lot of this is cultivated, there are these phrases that gets tossed around amongst trans activists and those who have been, you know, lured into this. They say death before detransition. That's what they say. It's that strong. They feel like they have to double down and die before they can ever admit that they were wrong and undergo the process of detransitioning, even though that's not a thing because nobody transitions, but you know what I mean. It's like you can't, the belief is that strong that you have to believe the lie so hard that you would rather die than confront the truth that in fact, no, you got snookered and you were lied to, that your body wasn't okay.
Yeah, we got people right now who still back Fauci after all the stuff that's come out. We don't veer off on that. We won't do that today, but very important. Brandon Showalter, Christian Post. Follow him, everybody, on at the Christian Post. Follow what he does. I've been following him for years. Thank you for taking the time, my friend, and thank you for your clarity, and thank you for your guts in this world of crazy people in the culture.
Thank you, Heidi. Appreciate it.
Thanks. I'm Heidi Harrison for Mark Reardon.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality Gaze,
let's love.